Hello there, everyone, and welcome to my second Android podcast. This podcast today is a tutorial, and it's a really exciting tutorial today. It's nothing to do with accessibility, but it's something to do with Android. It's a tutorial which many of us are discussing on the iSfree group. There was a discussion a few days back as to how to control an Android device with a PC, and that made me research that on Google, and I got something which I thought worthwhile to show. Now, my apologies for the first podcast, the audio quality wasn't that great. That was because of Windows defaulted to using my internal mic of my netbook, which isn't that great, but today I have changed my microphone, and I hope that will solve the problem. Today I'm going to talk to you about Android Notifier. Now, before I demonstrate this, I'm going to demonstrate this from scratch, how to set it up and how to get notifications to your computer, how to pair this your phone with a computer, and let's see. I'm not gonna, you know, blast everything up all now. I'm gonna give this to you step by step. Android Notifier is an app. It's a series of apps, I should say, which will take your phone notification and place it on your desktop. How it's done, I'll show you in a minute. So, it basically has two components. One is the remote notifier, which is an Android app, which you need to download onto your phone from the Play Store, and I will do that in a minute. And the other is the Android desktop notifier, which I have installed here, and when I upload the podcast. Now, with this podcast, what you will get, by the time you listen to the podcast, you will know what you'll get. But you will get a podcast, you'll get also a TXT file, in which I will put the link to the website from where you can get the desktop notifier. It supports various OS. It's a Google project. It supports Windows, all editions. Right from 2000 to Windows 8, that's what I'm running. It supports Mac, all editions, right from OS 8 to OS 10.8 currently, and it supports Linux. I don't know the editions, but basically the latest edition. So you can download from that website. I'm going to give you that URL in a TXT file straight away. So, what do you require? You require a common Wi-Fi. That means your computer and your phone should be connected to a common Wi-Fi. That includes even if you create a portable Android hotspot and connect your computer to the internet via your phone network. That also will do, but you require a common network, and there is no distance. You can keep your phone maybe in the second floor and then the ground floor, depending on the wireless connectivity. Unless you are connected, you are safe. This app will work. So there's no distance limit that, okay, you have to be in such and such distance. So as I said, you need to do a few setup on your phone, and you need to do a few setup on your desktop, which I will take you through, and then you are good to go. Anything from a new email to you know, a missed call or a text message, or even a critically low battery low thing gets notified on your desktop. So that's really awesome. Imagine your phone in a let's say in one of the rooms, and you are doing something in the hall or in the, you know, outer room, and your desktop and your phone are both connected to the Wi-Fi, and it's going to be so simple. Sitting there on your desktop, browsing through your phone notifications, and if there's a text message, you can have that message viewed on your desktop. And if your depending on your phone's firewall, if that is allowed, you can even reply to that message there. But I've not tried that. But the website says you can do it, so maybe you can. So that's going to be really nice. So let's get started there. I'm going to connect my phone to my Wi-Fi here, and let's see if my desktop is connected. And it is connected, and my phone is going to connect in a short time now.
1814 ringer, 100, size 3 shell, applications, accessibility calls app, more giving voice and task manager, talking call ID, talk, social hub, send space, settings.
It's trackpad, kind of this, you know, sensitive sometimes a lot.
Wi-Fi settings, set up and manage wireless access point, Wi-Fi settings, Wi-Fi turn on, Wi-Fi not checked.
I'm gonna connect my phone now, shortly, and,
Checked. Network noted. The Wi-Fi obtained.
Yes.
Wi-Fi obtaining IP address from Austin
9900. IP address.
Network noted. WPS button connection configured. A network notification notify me when the Wi-Fi connected to Austin 9900.
And it's connected. That's good.
Wireless and network settings.
So, I'm gonna head over to Play Store.
I3 shell. Applications. Accessibility preferences.
Those of you who do not know, since this podcast is going to be uploaded on other lists which are just general accessibility lists along with the ICE-free. ICE-free is Android, so that ICE-free, people of ICE-free should know. But for those of you who don't know, that is Google's marketplace. So, I'm going to just go there.
Start recommendations.
And in a way, this tutorial is also accessible apps, because both the host app and the client app is accessible. I'll click the remote notify here, and I hope I get that right. I hope that's right. Okay, I did not get it right. And I did. Let's see.
Apps drop down apps. Apps drop down list. Apps drop down list. Remote notifier for Android by Rodrigo Demozio. 3.
Let's go ahead and see the description of this app.
Description. See phone notifications, such as phone ring, SMS and low battery, on the screen of your Mac, Linux or Windows desktop.
Oh yes.
Useful.
This is the one.
Do not miss calls when using headphones.
This is the one?
code.google.com/p/android /phone/instructions and desktop downloads.
So that was the that was the link of the download, which is
2010 size, 154 kilobyte content rating, everyone, description 370 plus one,
which, if you have not heard, I'm going to give it to you in the txt file. So I'm going to hit the install button.
2045 reviews with average rating 4.3. 100,000 plus downloads. Updated on 27th of September minus 2010. Download size 154 kilobyte.
That's a pretty small app. I'll actually download in a second.
Play Store. Ostinger, click accept ampersand download
button. And I click that.
Click go up. Play Store. Go
and
up.
Go up. There we go. It's KMS is scanning the app before it installs, and that's it does delay things up here, but it's better to be safe. There we go. It's installed, and our one step is complete. Okay, so the app is clean. And now, let's keep this phone aside. And let's go to my desktop PC here, where I'm going to set the app here. And I'm using Windows 8. And I'll type Android. Android notified what I want. Now, here are something really, one thing you need to keep in mind is you need to, set the same, parameters in your desktop and phone, because if you set anything different, then that parameter is not going to work. Let's see what we have in store for us.
Sound
Okay, okay, I know what's wrong. Yeah, that app minimized into the tray, and I'm going to hit the applications key. I'm going to hit the preferences. And this will start the app at login, which I have checked. Private mode is something which I really leave unchecked. Wi-Fi or stream PC, that's okay, that's my Wi-Fi connection here. I left it checked. These are internet settings, which if everything is working okay for you, you just leave that alone. Bluetooth, well, you can sync apps, you can sync notifications on a Bluetooth, but since I have a Wi-Fi, I just leave that unchecked. I do not do that. Ground notification, I really don't know what that is. I simply just leave that. I'll check that. Now we have the ring tab. Okay, the ring tab is the first tab, and you need to enable this to receive ring notifications. Okay, that's something which should be seen up to. I have enabled this. You can copy notifications to the clipboard, which there's no real sense to do. And you can do this with messaging, but not this. SMS tab is the next tab. Now, to change tabs on Windows, I really don't know how to set this up on a Mac, but I think it's going to be that accessible. You press the left, you press the right and left arrow. So we are in messaging, and it's enabled. You can do this if you want. Then we go right. MMS, I don't receive, so I've disabled this. If you receive, then you can enable it. Batteries, I've enabled this. You can also execute commands here. Let's see what are the commands in here. Just for fun. I'll click on execute command. I'll click on add. And
class commands.
Okay, so that is a command for the command file. So I'm going to leave it unchecked. Battery is enabled.
Voicemail,
I don't receive, so I have disabled that. Ping, you want to enable this. Because this will tell you that your phone is paired to your computer. Third party is notifications for third party apps. If they support this remote notification feature, you can enable it. I have just left it enabled. Whichever app supports this remote notification can notify this. So this is all the settings that you need to do in your desktop app. I'm going to let's see. Is the app running? Yeah, the app is running. So now let's go onto your phone.
1820 Farina, 1 half, ice free shell. Applications, accessibility.
And preferences. What you get is
calendar, camera.
I think it's a
notification, moonbuzz.
Yeah, you get notifier.
Phone, Play Store, phone, moonbuzz. News on this notification. My files, notification, news on moonbuzz, phone, Play Store, phone, remote notification, cancel
yeah,
that, remote
notifier. You press enter on that.
Notification service.
There you go.
Email.
There you go. I think you have heard it. Phone battery discharging. Remaining battery 52%. That's good. So once you enter the remote notification, the app takes some time to load because it sees whether you are on a common Wi-Fi, whether you meet all system requirements, and it adds some services on your device. Not some services, I mean one service. It starts up when your device boots up, and that's not at all a resource drainer since the app is itself very small. So it does that, and I think it has done mine. Let's see. It is loading up here. Let's see.
Remote notifier settings. Notification service.
It brought up an image type. It brought up first, so you need to hit the back key once you open this app. I think it just does this for the first time. So we are on the option called
notification service.
I hit the enter here. The trackpad, sorry.
Alert notification service. Stop service. Service is currently running. Stop service. Service is currently running. Show notification. Start service at boot. The service will start when you turn your phone on checked.
Okay, this is checked.
Stop service. Service is currently running.
I don't want to do this.
Start service at. Show notification icon. Nothing will be shown on the phone while the service is running. Not checked.
Yeah, you want to leave this unchecked because otherwise, even when you shut down your desktop, you won't get any notification on your phone. And that's it that you will have to do here. Hit the back.
Remote notifiers, notification methods. Notification service. Notification
methods. I'll go into notification methods.
Remote notification methods IP/Wi-Fi notifications will be sent over IP. Make sure your firewall allows connections on port 10600. Checked. IP/Wi-Fi notifications will be sent over IP. Make sure you just leave this alone.
You have some options here, which is not necessary. If you have, I'm going to uncheck this.
Not checked.
Because I've disabled that on desktop.
Bluetooth options disabled. USB not yet implemented. Not check disabled.
That's because I have not connected a USB device.
Remote notifier, events to notify.
Events notifier is the important place where you need to go in to set the notifications.
Phone ring will be notified.
Is checked.
SMS this event will always be notified. Checked.
SMS is checked.
MMS this event will always be notified. Checked.
I'm going to uncheck MMS because I've disabled it in my desktop.
Battery this event will always be notified. Checked.
I'll see the battery checked.
Battery options.
These are options for the battery. And my battery is not going to, drop low now, so I'm just going to leave this alone for this podcast. But it's arranged in a seek control, and I really want to ask the iSree group how to deal with it. How to deal with seek controls.
Third party voicemail, this event will always be notified.
I'm checked. Going to untick the voicemail also.
Not ticked. Third party
scratch at
voicemail. Third party apps will be allowed to send notifications. They need to directly support this app. Checked.
I'm going to leave this checked. Okay, so this is all that you need to do here.
Remote notifier set security.
Security is the encryption, decryption, which is not really required, so I'm not going to go into this one.
Send test notification useful for testing and pairing.
Now, after you configure everything, it's better you test whether your device can send notifications and your computer can receive notifications. So I'm going to do just that, and you need to, I'll make you hear the notification here. I'm going to click on send, whatever.
Security. Send test notification.
Send test notification. I'm going to click on that, and you can hear the audio.
Phone set, okay. Test notification, no balloon.
There you go. It's that instant, it's, you know, that quick. Just for fun.
About remote notifier version 0.2.8.
That's about.
Report about this right after the issue has happened. Not copied to the clipboard.
I'm not going to do this because nothing has happened. So that is all that is in the app. Now, just for fun, I'm going to go and grab my Nokia phone here, which is sitting around, and I'm going to call myself. Now, please excuse me, you are going to hear a moment of silence. Please excuse me for that, because my phone is a bit far. There we go. I grab my phone. And, basically not mine. Please excuse me for this. Just get myself organized here. It's not my phone actually, it's my dad's Nokia 2310. It's a very old phone. I'm gonna just boot this phone up. Okay. I don't know if the screen off will effect or no. Now, okay, this phone is booting up a bit quick. So that's what you heard. Well, I was going to call up myself, and you heard somebody calling me up, and that said phone ringing. I don't know if you've heard that or no, but I'm going to call myself just for fun. Let's see. Is this phone on? No, it's not on. I have to bring up the screen here. I have to really get this up. Okay. This is on. This keypad is really, it's a pretty old phone of 2007. And it's lasting now. So now you will hear what happens. So, as you saw, As you saw, phone is ringing. Wow. This is super cool. I really can't imagine this. Let me show you another thing. I don't know if this will work or not. I'm going to put my phone for charging here. And I hope this works. This is a test. I plugged in my charger here. And as you know, we use the 230 standard. I'm gonna uncover my phone. And I'm gonna plug it in. And excuse me for my voice today. It's really having a tough time. This is really great. What to say? There's no real word for this. So yes, you can in a way control your phone via your PC. Well, let me just show you. I forgot to do that. Please excuse me. I'm gonna call myself another time, and I'm gonna show you if we can answer this call from the PC. And I think we can. It's gonna be quick here. Unfortunately, we can't answer the call. So, we cannot answer calls from here. But, of course, there are instructions, and that you need to download a command file to your desktop, and then you can do it. I'm going to give you... Sorry for the NVDA buzzing up here. I'm going to give you the link to the website, and along with that, this podcast. And I hope this podcast is great. And if there is any background noise, please apologize me. So, till next time, it's goodbye.